It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford, Damon Whitten, talking our favorite subject this time of year, or any time of year, Laker hockey. Team off to a good start, 4-0 in the early campaign. Big test this weekend, though, Damon, Alabama-Huntsville. A big part of the test there is just getting there. It's a long drive to get down to northern Alabama and play, and they're a team that's hungry right now. They're 0-6. They played some really good teams and gotten beat, scored only 3 goals in 6 games so far. So they're looking to break loose. It's WCHA action for them, and I'm sure it's like a new season for Mike Corbett and his team.
Well, and I think that's the biggest part you mentioned, big test-wise. This kicks off league play, and it doesn't matter, you know, what the record is or what's going on. You know, every night it's so competitive. Well, I guess that's non-conference as well, but certainly when you get into league play, there's so much on the line. Everybody wants to get off to a good start and build well. So as you mentioned, you know, they'll be looking to break open there and shake off a tough start. You know, I think when you're wounded and fragile like that, you can be a little bit of that wild animal, that caged animal. And, you know, we can't let that animal out of the cage. You know, we want to continue to be tight checking defensively. I think we've done a good job. We've had a good week of practice that way. I think, you know, I'm a little bit concerned and our staff's a little bit concerned. You know, they've played 6 NCAA games and we've played 2. So, you know, they're much further along in their preparation and their game speed and game conditioning, things like that, because they've gone every weekend and we're coming off a bye, a couple exhibition games. So we've got to be ready to start and, you know, definitely don't want to give them confidence and let them get rolling, because once they do, you know, it can really give them a lot of life.
Yeah, it's tough in their building. It's a big building, kind of cavernous, really, the Von Braun Center. It seats maybe 8,000 and they put 2,000 in there. So there's not a lot of tremendous atmosphere. You kind of have to create your own excitement. And I think it'll be a key for the Lakers to get off to a good start and get really good goaltending.
Yeah, and that's probably, you know, again, coming off the bye week, it's probably not the worst thing. We're not walking into a hornet's nest in terms of, you know, fans and band and things like that. So, you know, it doesn't get too crazy on you down there. And so that'll help us maybe get our feet underneath us and get our game speed back up to, you know, league play and NCAA play there. But it is. I mean, you want to go in and have a good start on the road. That never changes. You know, we've done this trip, I think, almost every year that I've been here, so we're kind of used to the logistics sides of it in terms of the way we get down there. You know, we'll stop off in Nashville, stretch the legs, let the guys kind of explore that a little bit, and that adds some juice and some excitement to the trip there. So we're a hungry group. It's been a real good week of practice. You know, we've talked a little bit on the other show as I was gone for a little bit last week, getting some recruiting in during the bye week, but from all reports, both from the players and the staff, the focus, the compete level, all were really high throughout that week, and that doesn't always happen. So I like where we're at. We really like this group, and we're excited to get WCHA play underway.
Yeah, I think, you know, from what I see of this team, the leadership on the ice is a little bit better maybe than it's been in recent seasons, and there's a maturity about these guys. I think this is off to a good start in that manner, and there's some good leadership there with the crew you've got at the top.
Yeah, and I think I know what you're saying. I mean, you use the word better. It's not better, it's different, you know, and we've had some really good people in some spots over the years. But I think one of those differences, when you look at a guy like Terrell and Kuglietta and Nellis, you know, they've been really impactful players and key players since they stepped on campus, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. So, you know, this year, one of the differentiating factors among our leadership group is they're guys that play in all situations. You know, the last minute in the game, they're on the ice. Power play, they're on the ice. Penalty kill, they're on the ice. We haven't had a lot of that in our leadership group. We've had good leaders. We've had good kids. But these guys can speak and then go back it up in the way they play, the minutes they play, and things like that. So, you know, that's shown, that confidence, that experience, you know, that's had a real positive impact. Even in Merrimack, you know, on the road, you know, it's a small, loud building, and we handled the ebbs and flows there. You know, we've done a lot of things differently as a staff in terms of trying to be a little bit more patient, developing our culture, developing our leadership group. I think we're seeing some positive results because of that, and again, it's just a group that we're comfortable with and feel confident with.
Yeah, you've got all hands on deck for this trip too, because you were able to go recruiting last week, and Zach Sizek, your assistant, got out a little bit, and now everybody's going to make the trip to Huntsville.
sleeper bus is never a lot of fun, but you're going to have some extra bodies on there, but you're going to have a full coaching staff when you take on the Chargers Friday night.
Yeah, and that, again, that's not always typical when you hit the road. You know, a lot of teams set it up to when we travel, one of the assistant coaches will go with the team, and one hits the road to get some recruiting done. But, you know, I like that we're all able to go. You know, we all have different responsibilities amongst the staff, and so it's good to have, you know, an extra set of eyes and guys running their particular areas. You know, when you have those duties broken down, you know, you're kind of focusing more on your side of the puck or your power play group or, you know, your penalty kill, whatever your duties might be. So it is nice to have an extra set of eyes that'll be there to make adjustments, to, you know, to communicate with our players. So we feel good about that. You know, you mentioned it'll change the logistics on the bus there a little bit. But, you know, guys enjoy it when you can get on the road. These guys have traveled all over the world, you know, in North America for sure. You know, they enjoy getting on the road and bonding a little bit and you know, giving it to each other. It's one of the most enjoyable places to be. You know, the ribbing, the bonding that happens on the road is really unique, you know, in our sport, and makes one of hockey the best locker rooms in all of sports. So the guys enjoy it. And again, I think it'll be a positive trip for us early on here.
Friday night, you'll be without Steven Ruggiero. He was DQ'd from that game on Saturday against Nipissing in that little wrestling match he had. I thought he did a good job of restraining himself in that situation, but he got DQ'd anyway, so he's going to have to sit out Friday. And you do have the luxury of taking an extra player on this trip now with the rules change, and you can dress an extra player too, so you could dress an extra D-man or an extra forward, whatever you want to do, and that'll be a logistical thing too for Friday night.
Yeah, you know, and that's a big loss. You know, Steven's an impactful player for us, you know, from when he got here and in practice the first half last year and got eligible as a transfer at the Michigan Tech series. He's not missed a game, I don't believe. He battled through some injuries last year, but once he was healthy, he played every game. So he's a guy we count on in a lot of situations, top penalty killer, really, you know, matches up against the other team's top players quite a bit. So he's a loss, but, you know, it's an opportunity for somebody else to go in. You know, Bennett Vita and Alex Amandel will have been battling all week long for kind of grabbing that role in those minutes. So, you know, we'll make a decision on that and just keep rolling there. So it's just an opportunity. And, you know, my guess is Steven will be back in Saturday night because he's such an important part of our team. But we'll be able to handle that. And again, I agree with you. I thought he showed good discipline in that. Didn't like the call, but that's what happened. And you got to just deal with it and roll with it. But I thought he showed good restraint and good discipline in that situation. And in an exhibition game, you'd like them not to go that route. But, you know, that's why those exhibition games are a little bit scary sometimes as well.
Goaltending's been excellent so far this season. Merrick Smittens was really good on Sunday out at Merrimack, and Nick Kossoff the game before, especially in the third period of the first game at Merrimack, was really good. And they all showed some sparkling moments in the series against Nipissing, including Roman Bengert, who got in the third period. I thought he was busier than the other two, and he did a good job. So you get a tough decision there. You got to take two goaltenders with you, but no matter what, all three are capable.
Yeah, no question. And you know, and that's, you know, we talked a lot through the hiring process, and again, didn't go into that necessarily looking to hire a goalie coach. You know, Terry Barbeau was with us and does an unbelievable job. But the more the process went along, and some of the people I relied on and spoke with through the process, just the importance of having that specialty goalie coach with you every day became more and more important in my thought process through that. So, you know, we thought that would strengthen our group, already a capable group. We know the way Nick and Merrick's finished the year and showed they're as good as anybody among our league and nationally, and just to give them that daily attention. So they get at least one session a week just by themselves, a couple shooters, and Coach Sizek, our goalie coach, and them, and I think it's really paying dividends. They're both confident right now, even all three. I shouldn't say both, because like you said, Roman got in, did a good job there. So we've got three capable goaltenders, and like you said, it makes tough decisions. We haven't had you know, enough tough decisions in the past, and now it's a real interesting discussion as we're trying to put lineup together and decide travel parties. There's a lot of different ways we can go, and you know, from a forward and D perspective, a lot of the time it'll come down to some special teams. If you don't contribute on special teams right now, it makes it a little bit more challenging. So it's really important for our guys that they get opportunities to kill penalties or power play, that they take advantage of them. That might be their key to stay in the lineup there and continue to contribute.
Hampus Erickson has been hampered by a lower body injury thus far this season. He hasn't played in any of the games yet and really hasn't practiced that much, but he did skate this week, and that'll be another decision as to whether you take him on this trip and how much he plays. But that's another big body who adds a real dynamic perspective to the Laker lineup.
Yeah, it was really good early on. I mean, that that line with him centering Terrell and Nellis was really dynamite the first couple weeks of practice before he went down. And, you know, he'll be a big addition when he's back. It'll be probably more game time decisions. You know, my guess is he'll probably travel and probably get a little bit of game time maybe Saturday. He'll be a big boost. You know, you're also talking about down the middle. We've been really good on faceoffs already. We've talked a little bit about Diego Cuglietta just being on fire between the faceoff dots. Hampus is another guy that can be 55, 60, 62% in draws. And so when you're rolling out guys like that, that's a lot of puck possession. Whether it's a D zone and you can get out of your zone and not have to defend, or on offense in the offensive zone to win a faceoff and go on the attack, that's a pretty impactful guy to return to your lineup. He does it in a 6'4", 6'5" body. You know, had a solid year last year, but he's taken a really good step. So we'll look forward to his return. And again, you know, there's some guys that we really want to play and should be playing that now it's going to get a little bit tougher for those minutes. So good problem to have, but we'll look forward to Hampus's return.
All right, you're listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. The Lakers traveling to Huntsville this weekend. Friday and Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern is game time, and Matt Pocket will be providing the play-by-play over on Yes FM, and he'll be on the air at 7:35 Eastern time both nights. We're going to take a break here in our show this morning, and Damon and I will be right back with more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi. This is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to the second half of our show this morning, Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with Damon Witten talking Laker hockey here on ESPN 1400. And Damon, why don't you give me a little bit of an assessment, your opinion so far on how the freshmen are fitting in on this team. We've got some, I think, some outstanding first-year players who've done a really good job thus far. We just finished talking about Hampus Erickson returning to the lineup, which he probably will do on a limited basis this weekend. But Owen Guy's done a really good job for you for a freshman, and you got Pete Violette out there and Ashton Calder, and there are some good first-year players on this team.
Yeah, no, it's been positive. I mean, if you look on the score sheet, Nordquist and Pete Viet, you know, a couple points there. They're among our team leaders and have done a really good job. You know, they're you know, we didn't maybe anticipate them playing as big of a role even on power play as they've done, but they've really shown tremendous poise and tremendous IQ to be impactful power play players between those two guys. You know, Jacob Nordquist has been really, really good for us early on, and, you know, we liked them obviously quite a bit, and he's exceeded expectations early on. So the challenge is to continue to play at that level. You know, we've got some teams coming up with WCHA play this weekend, Michigan, Bowling Green, you know, a little bit different challenge in terms of the way they come at you, the size of Bowling Green, things like that. So we want to make sure Jacob continues to play at a high level. We saw Alex Amendel get in as well, and he did a good job, and you know, he can play. You talk a lot about him in practice, and he's a big 6'2" kid who can skate really well and a good stick. So he's got a lot of upside, and you know, it's a guy that can play at this level, no question about it. So they've done a good job. You know, Miro Muka got in out east and looked good out there, did a good job. You know, you mentioned Ashton Calder, you know, he's not maybe shown up in the score sheet quite yet, but I think he's close to kind of breaking through and doing that. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've talked a lot about, you know, our top two lines are pretty junior-senior dominant, and that leaves a line. line of, you know, either three freshmen or two freshmen with Pete Viette, Ashton Calder, Yuki's been there at times, Miro's been there at times, but it's a pretty young line, and, you know, we're going to go on the road and not get a matchup here, so they've really got to be ready to play well defensively, and there's going to be times occasionally where the other team puts their top line out against them, and that's really going to be the big question. Defensively, are they ready to handle a matchup like that against some upperclassmen from some other teams? And so we'll learn a little bit more about those guys. But no, it's a good clash, you know, and we had a big focus on really goal scoring more than offense, even in points. We wanted to make sure we are a little bit more potent offensive attack, some guys who can score, and most of these guys did this where they came from, and they're showing that early on. So excited right now about them, and can only imagine a guy like Pete and Ashton 2, 3, 4 years from now, they're going to be really, really seasoned, really good hockey players for us, you know, all 4 years, but certainly down the road as they gain experience.
Alabama Huntsville is a pretty big team physically. They're strong. They don't have a lot of veterans back. They've got Kurt Goslin on defense, who's as good as there is in the WCHA, especially offensively. And they got Hans Gorowski and a couple of others up front, but they lost a lot to graduation. That's probably why they're struggling scoring goals, but they're going to come hard. They always do. Mike Corbett gets them fired up, and they come at you pretty good. And it'll be a test for some of the smaller guys, the Violette and the Owen guy and Yuki Miura. They're going to have to be ready for a little heavy going here this weekend.
Yeah, and I think you hit it. You know, they suffered some big losses. You know, they're a little bit, you know, like our seniors now. They had some guys that last year who had played a ton of hockey for them, were impact guys the whole time, and now those guys are gone. So it seems to me like they're looking to, you know, find their identity a little bit and who's going to replace some of those guys, which is not easy to do. You know, we'll be that a little bit next year when we lose Gage and Diego and Nellis and Kossoff. We'll have to have some guys ready to emerge and replace what they bring to us, both from talent but experience as well. So they've got a little bit of an identity crisis going on right here. And again, we can't go down there and be the team that lets them get going, you know, and get on track. So our defensive habits, our defensive attention to detail has to be, you know, right on. And like you said, you know what you're going to get. It's going to be a competitive team. It's going to be a physical team. It's going to be a little bit of a chippy team at times. So, you know, we want to use discipline. We want to use our team speed to make them defend and give them a hard time coming out of their zone.
Well, it's going to be interesting this weekend, Alabama-Huntsville, and then you come home and you play another non-conference series, two games that don't count in the WCHA standings, but two huge games because it's Michigan, and there'll be a great crowd in the building both nights. It'll be exciting. It'll be Great Lakes State weekend. Mel Pearson's team, maybe not playing how he'd like to play yet, but I don't think he's concerned about it. He's got a lot of talent there.
Well, a lot of talent, and they're coming off a Frozen Four, you know, and I, you know, talked to Mel a little bit that, you know, they're high up in some preseason polls, and, you know, he's trying to downplay that a little bit, but they are a Frozen Four team with a ton of high-end talent on that team, high draft picks and guys who can play, and, you know, but still adjusting to a coaching change and some differing philosophies, things like that. So it'll be a fun weekend. You know, it's Great Lakes State weekend. Darren Madeley going to the Hall of Fame, Mark Astley Hall of Fame. We're really excited to have those guys back and for them to spend some time with our team and talk to them about what Laker hockey meant to them, both, you know, on the ice and off the ice. So just so much to enjoy about that Great Lakes Day weekend. It's a great old rivalry from the CCHA days and then the glory days of Laker hockey and, you know, some great games over the years. So we're looking to add to that. You know, our guys will be excited too. You know, you can go back to the last couple of years, how we've played and the way Great Lakes State weekend has gone for us has been really positive. So we'll feed off that as well and be ready for that challenge. But really looking forward to it. They'll throw a lot of different things at us and, you know, it'll be a real big test for us. After we get through this important weekend of WCHA play, we'll turn our attention on Michigan.
Yeah, you don't think about that just yet, but it still is right on the horizon. And then you got another home series right after that with Alaska. And I know you haven't even thought about that yet, but it's interesting. This schedule is so much better this year, especially out of the gate, than it was last year.
Yeah, you know, and looking at it, Bill, I guess the one thing maybe now that we're into it, you don't love that bye week going in. You know, we went 4-0 and, you know, a lot of good things. I think originally it was great because we thought, hey, we can get a lot of teaching in. We're so limited in our preseason hours as everybody is. So we like the way it's set up. Still do. Still feel good about it. We got on the road early, bond a little bit, go win a couple nice games, come home, teach a little bit, got to play everybody against Nipissing, and saw some guys in some game environments that, that maybe wouldn't have gotten a chance otherwise early on. And then again, backed off, got some teaching, stayed fresh to it. Obviously, we'll have to have a good week and a good start to feel good about it. But then, as you mentioned, I think for the next 5 weekends after this, we're in our own building. So really a great opportunity for us to have a great start to the season and really get off to a good start. So it's one game at a time. It's one period at a time. But the way it sets up can be you know, really advantageous for our program.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it at all, but I was pretty impressed by the crowds we had with Nipissing. I mean, here's a non-conference exhibition series against a Canadian university, and we had good crowds. I mean, it wasn't great, but there were 1,200 people in the building both nights, and I know we had a ticket special, etc., but that's still a good response, and the students showed up, and that's always good, and I think we'll see a big influx of people from Michigan.
Well, no question. Like you said, I thought our fans did a great job coming out for Nipissing, and you know, some reasons not to, like you mentioned, exhibition, things like that. But we put on a good show for them and entertained them, which is always important. You know, winning so important at home to keep people excited and energized. Obviously, Michigan will help bring some people into our building, and we want to continue to win, you know, and entertain our fans. You know, that's part of what we've tried to do, is play a style that it's fun. You know, and you've heard this going back the last couple of years. People leave the building saying that was a fun hockey game. You know, there's a lot of pace to it. There's a very competitive team on the ice in terms of the way we play. And so, yeah, we want to entertain and we want to win. That's a big part of it. So we really need our fans to come out for a great Lake State weekend and beyond that. Our guys feed off so much of that, and walking out and seeing our fans and, you know, the history of our arena and the banners. It's I'm not sure. I think it's one of the best home environments of all college hockey. You know, we get to ring the bell after the greatest tradition in college hockey. So it's a great place to be, and we're really looking forward to get off to a good start WCHA, and then to get home with Michigan and have a packed house and show everybody what we're all about.
Well, we're almost out of time here this morning. Lakers heading for Huntsville, Alabama this weekend for a big series in the WCHA. Come home next weekend against Michigan. We'll have another Laker Hockey Talk next Thursday morning for you, and a Laker Hockey Show on Tuesday evening live from the Antlers. And Damon, good luck down in Huntsville. Let's hope these guys can keep it rolling here. You know, I thought they played really well both games against Nipissing, outshot them, outplayed them, did a lot of really good things. And, you know, the thing I got out of that was really positive was it's early in the season. There hasn't been a lot of teaching yet, a lot of new guys in the lineup, and yet they really carried the play.
Yeah, I thought Saturday was just really good. You know, I'm not, you know, going back, they're grade A's, 6'8", you know, and it's a Canadian university. And, you know, but you look around, they won a lot of games this year in different places around the country coming out and doing that. But I thought it was a really dominating 60 minutes, and we didn't let our foot off the pedal. Part of that experience, you know, that leadership group we talked about, you know, we've learned in the past, you can't take your foot off the pedal. And I thought those guys did a good job. Just a different demeanor around this team with this leadership group. And it's a really fun group to be around. And we're excited. You know, WCHA plays here. This is where it gets real. You know, internally, we've got goals to host home ice. And, you know, this is our first chance to earn that with a good start Friday night and going on the road to get some critical, difficult points in league play. So we can't wait. And I hope everybody tunes in and look forward to see everybody for a great Lake State weekend. And have a great Thursday. Go Lakers.
All righty. Damon Witten, Bill Crawford. That's another Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.